The Senate is moving ahead with tax reform as Republicans, including John McCain and Jeff Flake, who are thought to be on the fence, have decided to support the GOP plan. Conflicts still exist over whether the proposal gives too many breaks to the wealthy and not enough to the middle class, and whether it'll grow the federal deficit. One aspect we wanted to look at is the tax implications for companies with intellectual property that they've moved offshore. And to learn more, I'm joined by Kimberly Clausing, professor of economics at Reed College. Professor, what's the current state of what taxes companies are paying related to offshore intellectual property, and what could change with what the Senate is currently proposing?
Under the present law, there's a big incentive for multinational companies to move their profits offshore, basically any way that they can do that. And one way that they can do that is by having affiliates in low-tax countries hold the intellectual property. So, for instance, if your Bermuda affiliate holds your patent, then the income that's due to that patent gets booked in Bermuda, where the tax rate is zero. That allows you to avoid paying tax in the United States. Under the current system, this avoidance is temporary because if you repatriate the earnings to the United States, you do have to pay tax at the U.S. rate minus whatever foreign rate you paid. Under the Senate bill, they would exempt foreign income from taxation, so that would no longer make temporary the preference for earning income on islands. Instead, that preference would be permanent. So any income that you book offshore, you can repatriate without worrying about paying U.S. taxes on it.
And how has the Trump administration, or at least what the president has said about prioritizing and bringing American jobs back, could this actually be an incentive for companies to bring back jobs or bring back something to the U.S. even as they're remaining multinational?
Yeah, I don't think that this bill at all incentivizes activity in the United States. First of all, if you look, territorial system is an explicit and permanent preference for foreign income over U.S. income. So if you earn income abroad, it's not going to be taxed in the United States, whereas if you earn it at home, it's going to be taxed at this 20% rate. Second, to the extent that they are worried about tax avoidance, they're actually perversely encouraging the offshoring of assets under this tax bill. So there's a minimum tax due in the tax bill that's based on returns that exceed a certain return on investment. So if you earn income abroad above a certain return on your investments, then you may have to pay a minimum tax in the U.S. Now, that minimum tax is lower than the U.S. rate, so there's still an incentive to earn income abroad. But the bite of that minimum tax is also reduced the more actual investments you have in foreign countries. So that provision actually encourages you to put tangible assets offshore to reduce the minimum tax burden.
Here in Arizona, we're obviously a border state. California is as well. Texas is as well. And there's a lot of trade that goes on between Arizona and Mexico, for example. Is there any reason to think that a state like this or companies that are based in a border state would have any sort of incentive or any extra complications from this sort of legislation?
Well, one thing that I would worry about a little in Arizona is actually the effects of one of the provisions, which is attempts to basically tax foreign multinationals more by requiring them to include in the tax base certain transactions between affiliated firms. And that sounds complicated, but what it basically will do is interrupt supply chains by multinational firms that will be tempted then to sell to unrelated parties. And that could affect some of these border states more because they have more integrated supply chains across the border. And so, you know, some of this reconfiguring could cause, you know, some disruption for Arizona and other well-integrated states.
Can we talk a little bit about some of the bigger tech companies? Because Apple is often cited for this sort of thing. Is this the sort of thing that Silicon Valley companies, whether larger companies, whether companies that have been in the mix for a while or startups, is there anything distinctly unique to them?
Yeah, I think that if you look at company by company, there's going to be sort of a hodgepodge of different effects in this bill depending on how aggressive the company had been previously at shifting their profits offshore and some of the other details of the company. But if you look at the aggregate, I estimate that we lose in the U.S. government about $100 billion a year to this foreign offshoring of profits. And if you look at the actual Joint Committee on Tax score of this bill, you see that the international provisions of the bill on net are losing revenue rather than raising revenue over a 10-year period, if you ignore the one-time repatriation holiday. But that implies that they're actually making this corporate tax base erosion problem worse for the typical company, even though there'll be some companies who are better off and some companies who are worse off.
Now, considering we're talking about capitalism, I wonder if you have a thought as to, is there a happy medium there somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big fan of international business. I'm a big fan of international trade. I'm a big fan of international capital mobility. I think we have a lot to gain from a global economy. I just think it's really imperative that the government set rules such that, you know, the public also gains from this. And so international business can be an incredibly efficient way to do things, but that doesn't mean the tax rate on the profits from those businesses should be zero. You know, and so I think the happy medium here would involve a business tax reform that was sensitive to the revenue needs of the country and that didn't lose a lot of revenue. So this one loses on net $1.5 trillion over 10 years, which is going to turn into tax increases on future citizens, and it's going to turn into less ability to respond to the next recession. It's going to turn into spending cuts in Medicare and in other areas that are really important to the middle class. So I think rather than lose revenue, you could do a sensible reform that would lower the corporate tax rate, but combine it with some base broadening provisions. Don't let the tax rate be zero if you go to Bermuda, but put in some serious base erosion protections, ones that would actually raise rather than lose revenue.
Kimberly Clausing is a professor of economics at Reed College.